Hello, today's show has some strong language. Strong language for a strong game. Sincerely, Professor Stephen Hawking.
Hello, all you sweet baby boys and baby girls. This is friend of the show, Smo. This week, the boys are on vacation. Todd is shredding some sick powder. Steve is recovering from playing basketball for the first time in 6 months. And Huel, in a near catatonic state, about Carson Wentz, Pete Wentz, and the rest of the Eagles. The only Wentz I know is the one that's married to Ashley Simpson. So, anyway, I don't understand that reference. Anywho, as a result, please enjoy this best of show, where the sweet baby boys will idle chit-chatter with themselves and with guests. Now, if you excuse me, I am off to 143 Market to get my moose tracks. Enjoy! This way inside.
Blue.
Oh, sweet boys.
Hold on for one more day.
Oh, sweet boys.
Wilson Phillips.
My oldest, sweetest baby boys.
It's a great day for history.
Great. This day in Wilson Phillips history.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson Phillips released one of their two hits.
What was the other one?
I don't know.
It's the one that goes, hold on.
That's their
for
one.
Another day.
Hold on for yesterday.
No, it's the one that goes like, hold on for like next week or something.
It's let go for yesterday. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think that is their biggest hit. Chart success.
Followed up by Let Go for Yesterday.
Release Me hit number one, and You're in Love hit number one. So, it was the 80s, though. Like, you know.
Yeah. Just put love in the title, and
yeah,
it'll hit the charts.
I mean, Green Day had Basket Case, but they also had Longview off that same CD. So, you know.
I don't know. I don't know what you're implying.
You know, most bands have like that one huge hit from a CD, but you know, they might have one or two more songs that you remember that year and then forget about.
Yeah,
but... you remember when Ace of Base had that song called All That She Wants?
I don't think Wilson Phillips is in any way comparable to Green Day as far as success and lasting power.
Listen, I was just trying to make a quick example. I didn't put a lot of thought into it.
God damn it.
You know, it wasn't like Local H.
There you go.
Yeah, they had Bound for the Floor and Eddie Vedder, and that was it.
We need a real two-hit wonder.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Blue.
Hello. Hello, sweet birds.
Look at this guy with a manual and everything.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I feel like I've let myself down.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Woo.
Okay. Hey. Oh, man.
Many.
Naju.
Agree.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, look at this guy. Bringing unscheduled guests.
Got a big Guardian Legend fan here.
Mm-hmm. No, I was looking for, looking in the manual. Daddy. Oh, look, someone left us a password in it.
I gotta open this thing.
No, it doesn't tell you what that chicken scratch that's underneath certain pyramids means. So. Todd, don't hit your children.
Shut up!
Trying to talk about video games. God.
Got important things to do here.
Why'd I even let you out of my balls?
Let you out?
That's how babies are made. They come from
testicles.
Yeah.
This is Grim Grin. Oh my. These are some
Grim Graham.
Brisket's monologue. Then we'll do Huel's sign off. And then just the snifferoo.
What are you doing?
Hmm? Yeah. Hey, Daddy, what are you
phone?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing, Daddy? Daddy, you're so silly.
You're talking to your
Steve,
friend?
Please never say that again.
I say it every night. Just not to you guys.
Every time you hang up the Skype.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every sign off.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else we need to discuss before we start?
Oh. No.
It's your friend.
All right. Oh, and also, if Brisket isn't on that show and we don't have a guest, I figure I could finally get the soundboard working and just do Robot Brisket.
Mm.
And just do drops of him.
But, interesting.
We'll see.
Interdestings.
Yeah.
Interdesting.
That would require work. So
we could like pretend he came back, like he was rehired. His old recordings.
Like Isaac shit. Hayes on South Park.
Yeah. It's back, everyone.
Yeah.
The death of Todd.
Yeah. Oh, guys, I really like Guardian Legend. Oh, that's odd that you would say that. Todd, we talked about that game 4 weeks ago.
This is a deep story trip.
Hey, don't spoil the episode.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Todd, we're talking about Pipe Dream.
This is Bubble Bobble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also be aware that Todd Ito is here, so he's going to end up on my end.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, you can barely hear him. I will say last week...
Quiet, sweet baby boy.
Last week, my suspicions were confirmed, though, that it records everything I say into the mic, because at one point I sneezed super loud, and thankfully I wrote the time down so that I could trim it out, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I just have to be mindful of that, to not burp into the microphone like I always do.
All right. Perfect timing. He just spilled some water, so I have to go get a towel.
Okay.
All right.
Shocking.
Literally shocking if you dumped it on the computer. But
classic Toddito.
Yeah. What is he, like a baby or something?
Some dumb little kid.
Oh.
Does he even have all his faculties?
A little jerk. Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yes. Uncle Frank.
Yeah, that guy definitely did some bad things.
Never should have had children.
Yeah.
You're not going to slip home alone by me.
Okay. I'm back.
I just looked at Slack. Because we weren't going to talk to each other. That wasn't going to happen.
No, you gotta save that gold for the air.
As human beings.
Yeah. I like when one of us will message on Slack while we're recording.
I always do that.
Which always happens during an episode.
I zone out a lot.
Yeah.
Especially when RPGs come up, I just stop listening. Like tonight.
This is a light RPG. But we'll talk about that on the air.
All right.
Let's start it up in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah,
Dearest Diary, today I am the happiest girl in Springfield.
See? All good.
Because tomorrow I shall get my very first slave.
Ooh, hello.
Yo. Get that dirty Todd off of here.
I left him on. Doesn't matter.
Dirty. Filthy. We got an upgrade coming. Shocking.
Yeah, Skype is stupid about upgrades. Like, they want as much as iTunes.
Do you narrate all of your typing? I just imagine you making board posts just talking.
No, it's weird. I'm doing it because it's like I'm on the phone with you, but then I realize, oh, Huel can read this anyway. No, he initially thought, I didn't specify that we recorded on Skype. I just asked for his email, asked if he had Gmail. So he thought this was a Google Hangouts. Because I guess that's what he does, a podcast, I think, on that site.
That's what the cool kids do, I think.
Yeah. And I guess they use Google Hangouts.
Wonder if we should try that one day, if it's like a better connection or something.
We tried it once for the movie club, and the issue with Google Hangouts is if you are lagging behind, it doesn't turn a robot voice like Skype does. It literally just delays the conversation until you catch up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's like, I think we were doing Major League or Mr. Baseball or something like that. And I was chiming in like 5 seconds late on everything they were talking about.
Oh, so you'll say something and it'll just hold off until it, and then it'll say whatever you said.
Yeah, they would be
that's terrible.
Yeah, they would be like, oh, what'd you think of Tom Selleck's acting on this? And then there'd be like a long three count, and then my answer would come. It's like the old satellite delay. Man, I missed that. That was always fun.
From your reporting from Benghazi?
Yeah, like the local, what was that? Sorry, I just heard a car alarm. I think that was my place. He's back online. Yeah. Yeah, Conan O'Brien on one of those commentaries talks about how he thought he was getting fired at one point because his agent was in Europe and he didn't tell him. So he was like, hey, how's everything going? Oh, it's great. So just a whole conversation of that.
Just because he thought he was like stalling to like make up an answer.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hey, yo. There we go.
I got shit to do.
There's still three songs on here.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sweet.
It's like we're having a foursome with just Smoes. Oh, there they go.
They're gone.
Both my names are on there. That's funny.
Well, he added everything possible.
Oh.
Yeah, it says Todd Brisket, Beth, and Beth were unable to join this call.
That's a shame.
Damn it. Well, I'm on it.
Mm-hmm. That's why you got three kids. Because you're on it.
I wonder why it doesn't show my picture anymore.
No,
I can just see you two.
Picture. I see your picture.
Oh, you guys see me? I only see you two.
It's you.
It says
your picture.
Your parents' basement. Two participants.
Yeah, it's you and there's one of the kiddos in the back seat.
Huh? So it only maybe it just shows. Can you guys see your own selves or just the other two people?
I can't see me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just the other two.
Okay.
Actually, in the top left, I can see what I'm using as an avatar. Like, it's me in a Hamburglar shirt.
Yes.
Indeed it is.
It's very cute.
Thank you. I took that a long time ago. That's from 2007.
Yeah. That's just after you graduated college.
Yeah.
It's adorbs.
I wanted to look my best. All right. Anything we need to talk about before we start?
I don't think so.
How was basketball?
Oh.
It was okay. I played badly to start, and then I had to sit like half an hour, and then I played better.
Clearly, on purpose, right? You wanted to throw everyone off.
Yeah, just like
a trick.
White men can't jump. I was hustling.
Sandbagging them.
Yeah. I was hustling them like Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Woody!
That's who I often compare you to.
Well, I can't blame you. We are both white, and we both breathe oxygen.
Avid pot smokers.
You know, I did not know that about Woody Harrelson, but that does not surprise me.
Yeah, are you serious?
He's a big advocate.
I haven't really been keeping up with what Woody's into.
The Harrelson news beat?
Yeah.
Not the one you're on.
No. We do have, like, Newport was like they were all over Robert Redford's junk, because I guess he filmed some movie in Newport recently.
Who can blame him?
Interesting.
Am I right, ladies?
Maybe like 45 years ago, but
yeah, he's probably like 80 something now.
Yeah, he's old.
Hey, he didn't look too bad in Winter Soldier.
Oh,
anyone? Did not see it.
Okay. Wasn't he like the head of the CIA or something in that?
He's the head of is the interim leader of S.H.I.E.L.D. when they thought Nick Fury was dead.
Oh yeah.
Anyway.
Well,
I'm just excited. I actually saw Deadpool, so I actually know
the
current movie that recently is out. So that was an awesome movie.
Oh, yeah,
not even 3 months ago. So congratulations.
I know, right? I don't see that many movies. I was a little against it at first. I was like, I'm not going to like it. But then I watched it and I really enjoyed it.
Just let it wash over you.
It did.
That's one I haven't seen. I need to see that one. X-Men Days of Future Past.
I recommend that one also.
Yeah, and I it's because I want to see Apocalypse. Apocalypse looks pretty cool. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw First Class for the first time like 2 days ago, and that was pretty good. So.
Yeah, they've done better with the recent ones after the disaster of the third one.
Oh, the third one's so bad.
Ugh, it's awful.
The theater I was at when Cyclops died, they just started laughing.
I was so happy.
Yeah, it was like opening night too for that movie when I thought. So.
Oh wow.
I saw it way after theaters, so I'm good there.
Yeah.
Is there a mute in case I have to like cough or something, Humball?
Oh.
Where, right here? I'm sorry. I just want to make sure if I have to cough, I can mute myself, and I'm not sure where the button is.
Nah, you don't need to mute.
It's okay. The big red button that looks like a phone.
Yeah.
Upside down? Yeah.
It's that blue button next to the phone.
Which one right here?
Alt F4.
Well, it stands a special headphone thing. So, oh, I see it. Okay. So I have a little remote control thing for it.
Dan, who?
It's fancy.
Who's Dan?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you better ask him now while he doesn't have his
Does Pippins know there's some man named Dan?
Does Pippins know there's some man named Dan?
Yeah.
He's talking to you right now?
Say hi to the boys.
Ooh. Hello.
Yeah.
It's the boys.
It's the boys. Sorry, I still have the headphones on. He says hi.
-1.
Get him now while he's not penis deep in his VR.
Dick deep
said,
in that
get him
robot.
Now while he's not penis deep in his
robot
VR.
Pee.
Yeah.
Oh jeez.
Count
the days.
On Gilbert Gottfried's pod lately, he's found out there's a Scarlett Johansson sex bot, so that comes up constantly now.
Oh God.
We should probably move on.
Yeah. Now that that's out of the way, the sex bot talk.
Sex bot.
Is there anything else you guys wanted to chat about before we fire things up here?
I think we're good.
Yeah, let's get this show in the road.
All right, let's get going. In 3, 2, 1.
I'm sorry to bring it up now, but your recorder has been working, right?
I really hope so.
Oh, God.
Why, did you forget to start
yours? I didn't
yours?
Even start mine.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, no.
I really hope so, because this was a pretty good show. But yeah, I did get the pop-up box when we started.
Okay. Yeah, oh, God damn it. I just fucking realized
it. Do you think that was bad with Cooter Slut?
No, it was amazing.
That was incredible. That was so good.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you. I was so nervous about the emails. I was like, I started thinking about it like a week ago.
No, that was...
Yeah, of all names.
I was like, I have to do something that rhymes with Scooter Butt. And then that's the first thing that came to mind.
Oh, my God.
Cooter Slut 69. It's getting. I'm sure you're. Actually, your kids are probably in bed. But
oh god,
oh, hell yeah, they are.
When do kids go to bed? I don't know. Actually, one. What? No, Karen and
7:30. I. 7:30. They're in bed by 7:30.
What? 7:30?
Oh my god, they're little. They're little.
Yeah, Karen and I went to Captain America 3 the other night, and yes, it was a Saturday night, but the movie got over at like 12:30, and there were like four or five really kids. Yeah, like real little kids. Like,
that's the parents who can't get a babysitter, so they decide to take their kids with them because they really want to see the movie. Which is kind of not great.
No.
Why can't
no.
they go earlier in the day?
I know, they should.
Makes no sense.
I hate that. I hate when I see little kids out late. You see that a lot at the casinos. You see little kids.
Oh, that is the fucking worst.
Yeah, that's
no, I hate that.
That's all sorts of depressing.
Exactly.
But, oh, hell yeah, we start the whole bed process at 7.
Man.
Smart machine.
Got to.
All right. Well, thanks again for guesting, Smo. And
yes.
It's a pleasure. It's nice
very
talking
happy.
To you guys.
Jesus Christ, he's tiny. I've a bigger chunks of corn in my crap. Wait a minute. He kind of looks like a baby. Come here, I'm going to eat you. I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly. Come on. You're lucky, wee man.
Can I have a hug?
Dr. Evil, let me make you a deal, all right? You get the mojo, you keep your money, and I'll get your baby.
Right.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back ribs. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back ribs.
Excuse me.
Chili baby back ribs.
Blue.
Oh, my sweet babe.
Sweet baby boy.
My baby, baby. I want my baby boy, baby boy.
I watched Austin Powers 2 the other week, and it had a. Had that.
There is a baby back ribs reference, yes.
Yeah. I'd really forgotten how much product placement there was in that movie. It's like the whole movie is just product placement.
Is that the one where he drinks the shit coffee? Is that the third one?
No, that's the second one. I did laugh at that again.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
Oh god.
I mean, I didn't laugh as much as I did when I was like 14, I think, when that first came out, but
oh, of course,
but no,
or the dick jokes at the end with the spaceship.
Oh no, I still laugh just as much.
Those are all classic.
Yeah, those ones are even better because Woody Harrelson is so nice and subtle. It's like, no, nah,
exactly.
I've seen bigger. That's just a little prick. but
yeah, we should eventually cover Nintendo games. So.
I mean,
having someone on for that is a good idea.
We have thought about covering the Nintendos, but
yeah, and a few people had them, so those listeners might appreciate that.
They might like us if we covered the Virtual Boy and the
Game Boy Advance,
the Game Watch, all of Nintendo's hottest systems, the Nintendo 2DS. All right. On that note, we should get started before it actually is 11, before we know it. So I gotta eat, man. I gotta make something for dinner still, which is sad. But, all right. Do you have your recorder on this week?
Yes.
Okay.
No idea.
Mine seems
Thank
fine,
you.
But I do
okay.
always worry.
Oh yes, I was very worried last week.
Yeah. It was also thankfully last week was like the first time in like 3 weeks I didn't get knocked off during the show, so
that's true.
Thank God. All right, in 3, 2, 1. We'll be right back.
Hello.
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 My sweet and beautiful baby boys.
And Skype evidently knows that I want to be in control.
Clearly. We just have to let go.
That was weird.
That sucked for a while.
Yeah. Only now for like a minute.
Now we can't make fun of you.
Go ahead. Everyone else does.
You're the smell poop butt.
Ouch. Dude, come on. That's harsh.
It's best,
I
could
harsh.
Yeah. Huel's butt smells like cranberries.
Putting them on blast.
Spreading the zest extra thick tonight.
I just did a speed test. My internet download speed is 18 Mbps. That doesn't seem good.
It's not great.
It's better than my wireless.
God damn it.
Blame.
God damn it. Now I need to do a speed test.
Don't do it now. You might ruin everything.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, let's just get started before things fuck up. Huel, are you recording?
I have a recording session in progress.
Okay, good. Since I might use yours, since mine is a little scratchy tonight. So
okay,
we'll see. But then again, I sometimes forget about this like 2 days later when I'm editing. So anything we need to chat about before we start up?
I think we good. Does Teeb need anything special in the beginning, or are we okay?
No.
Okay. No. We're good.
So I can just say on our other co-host, we've allowed him back. It's Todd Brisket.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, you're typing. You're making pages. Yeah. I see you making pages in action right now.
Oh, I don't.
I was hoping you.
Oh, that's good.
I don't leave those open. So this will be a surprise for me.
Wait. Let me add a little bit more to this.
Oh, Jesus. I can't wait.
Okay. Okay, that is good. All right. Let's get going then. In 3, 2, 1, and then it's TBD, like on Arrested Development.
Yep, TBD.
All right, it's getting late, so we can discuss that on the offlines.
Yeah, I will be selecting that, I suppose.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, it should just be one of our selections since it's kind of short notice to book a guest. Although, like, there's a ton of guest interest now on various shows.
Ooh. Yeah, if you want to see, I mean, people have replied, so I don't know who's kind of in the line, but I'm fine with anyone else picking.
I don't know. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We can email.
Right. I'll look at it then.
Okay. Yeah, if you really can't think of anything, we could do Quest 64 or
maybe we should.
Or Dizzy the Egg Thing or Cool Spot or Yo-Noid.
Quest 64 will be hard to play, I think.
Don't do Quest 64. That's literally like the worst game ever made.
You're right.
That's
cool
the
spot.
Point.
Cool Spot up so many time that it has to be Cool Spot.
That's the whole freaking point.
Cool Spot is actually supposed to be an okay game. So
let's play Cool Spot. Fuck
okay.
It.
Okay, we can do Cool Spot then. And Huel, we'll just move your pick to something later.
Yeah, we're good. We could do Quest 64 for my birthday, which would be in 2 weeks.
Oh.
Unless we have something lined up. I don't know if that's Ghostbusters or something.
I don't know. We got a bunch of games lined up.
Sure.
Plus tons of people who are interested in guesting. So
where'd all these people come from?
I'm just browsing your list here. You got a lot of people.
I posted
Esteban's popularity on Facebook.
Yeah.
I haven't checked out the Facebook in a while.
No, not the Facebook group, like my personal Facebook, where apparently I'm the only one of us three who posted it, who let real-life people listen to it.
Oh, yeah, I don't tell anyone.
Yeah,
we went over this on the dash.
Yeah, I remember from the dash you saying that. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I'm a douche.
Yeah, not really. I can.
I don't need to explain to people why my name's Huel.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's going to be awkward when we're big time famous and they realize, hey, that's my friend Huel.
If we get famous, then I'll tell people.
That's my friend Frank.
But I can't tell people unless we're famous, and we won't get famous if I don't tell people.
It's a double.
For what it's worth, my friend Huel is the name of my screenplay in progress.
Oh shit. Wow.
It's like my American cousin.
Passion project.
My American Huel.
All right. Well, we will email about this. Paul, thanks again for guesting. It was a pleasure as always.
Yeah, yep. Guys, thanks for having me. I know absolutely. I flake out from time to time, so I appreciate you inviting me back.
I'm sorry if I was being bitchy.
I didn't notice.
Why apologize now? Zesty. Why apologize now? Right?
Zesty. Exactly.
Italian zest.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, guys. And also, just FYI, it sounds like you've got it covered, but I do have the audio recorded if and you should need it.
All right, good. Excellent. We always need that.
All right.
All right. I will see you later, Sweet Baby Boys.
Nighty-night.
Night.
Bye.
You're disgusting.